This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah. Locked and loaded. Ready to go.
Hey, folks, thank you. Appreciate you tuning in to Strategies for Living here on 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Strategies is brought to you by Robinson Film Center. And by Azalea Cleaners, and by Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And by Learning RX, and by the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And you heard by that stereo roof. In addition to Lauren Leon McMillan, here is Jay Merle.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Life is good.
It is good, isn't it? Hey, are you old enough to remember?
Probably.
You remember, got a million.
Yeah. Jimmy Durante.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Well, I don't have a million of them, but I got a bunch of quotes today from one of our favorite psychologists.
Yeah?
Yeah. Psychologist. Carl Jung.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Jung fan.
Yeah.
Forever Jung.
We want to be forever Jung. I think a lot of us are big Jung fans. I mean, you know. Wow.
Whether we're aware of it or not.
Yeah. Was the man insightful or what? You know?
Extremely.
And, you know, I think that anyone whose theories have stood the test of time, like Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud, and then I'm going to single out Jung because, you know, you couldn't get bigger back in the day, back in Jung's day, than Freud. And Jung was courageous enough,
to break from Freud.
To say, you know, I love you, Dr. Freud,
but
I respect you, Dr. Freud, but I think you're wrong about some things, including we have a body and we have a mind, but we have a spirituality too. Mm-hmm. And that's rich. That's rich when it comes to, you know, being, can you imagine what that must have been like? To
break?
To go up against...
The father.
The father.
Freud was not happy.
No, he was not a happy camper. And
he did not like to be not disputed.
His, not no. his ego.
Maybe it was his it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're gonna consider Jung today. I'm gonna throw out some quotes and just get the smarter folks in the house to contribute and talk about them. And that would be Lauren and Jay. Folks, thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. We're gonna have some fun today, so come back and join us right here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Welcome, buddy.
I've arrived.
You have. You made it. You made it to the bumper music, man.
I made it to the big time.
Yeah.
I've never been bumped like that.
When you make it to the bumper music, you know you have arrived, Jay.
No
Jay
kidding. Merle. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah, I figured you
I'm not much, but I'm all I ever think about.
Did I tell you last week? Do you remember me telling you last week that there's more ahead?
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Now I know. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into this edition of Strategies for Living. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan. And our friend... Dr. Jung.
Carl.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to quotes, like I said, not to repeat Jimmy Durante said, I got a million of them, but, you know, there's quotes that are inspirational. There's quotes that are funny. There's matters of the heart. You know, good quotes, you know, they're rich because they stay with us and we can think about them. So, I collected some Carl Jung quotes for the two of you, and I'll just throw them out, and then we'll talk about them. How about that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay, here's the first one. You are what you do, not what you say you'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, and especially I think in this day and age, man, we say a lot, don't we? Mm. We say a lot that...
All bark and no bite, so to speak.
Right? Yeah.
I would even take that farther and say, you know, you are who you be.
You
to
are.
To be incorrect English.
Yeah, yeah.
To use some incorrect English.
You are who you be.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Not what you do, but who you
be. Who you be. Yeah. I like that.
It's not your doing, but your being that enters the room first and that everyone responds to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Mm-hmm. We're not human doings, but man, sometimes in these days and times, we act more like human doings than human beings, don't we?
Mm. Big time. Yeah. Get caught up in the doing.
All right. Try this one on. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakes.
Yes.
I think that's good in that until we know ourselves and we have a good, healthy understanding of who we are. Self-awareness drives everything. And, you know, one of the things that you do in therapy, right, is to help people become more self-aware.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
If they're not yet self-aware.
And right. So many of us aren't.
I believe that we all have the opportunity to achieve self-awareness on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more we put ourselves out there with an open mind, the more able we are to achieve more self-awareness on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I think the more we recognize that the outside is, quote unquote, a dream, like we're just walking zombies until we realize that everyone and everything we encountered is filtered through us.
Right.
Who we are.
Yeah. How we. All right. So in therapy, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't done a lot of this.
Okay.
But what a client says to us and how we hear what the client says mm-hmm. informs everything, but it still goes through a filter.
Sure. I mean, including my filter as a therapist. Is
right.
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the importance of, for me, to check in. Okay. By saying, what I'm hearing you say is XYZ. Is that correct?
Right.
Or, you know, for my ability to reflect back and to allow the client to say, look, if I have it wrong, you know, inform me because I want to understand how you're seeing it.
So I don't want to, you know, get too many great minds going here, but Irving Yalom,
mm-hmm. yes,
in his book Love's Executioner,
yeah,
talks about,
yeah,
and I recommend Love's Executioner to everybody.
Okay, I have not
good read,
it, but I love yeah. Yalom, so
yeah, and he makes the point in there about just what you mentioned about our filters, mm-hmm. how we hear what we hear and what we do with it when we hear it, and I just think that that's profound in that if you want to really be of good service mm-hmm. in what you do as a counselor, you have to really hone those skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get too far out here, but since we're talking about Jung, one of the things that Jung spent a lot of his career exploring, gifting to all of us mm-hmm. is archetypes, right?
Yes.
And I know I'm stretching here, but we, a few television seasons ago, not too many seasons ago, we got enthralled with a television program. We got hooked on it, including, I'll raise my hand too, called mm-hmm. The Walking Dead. Mm. And there were, I don't know if either one of you
didn't,
it was a show about zombies.
Okay.
It was a show about zombies taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it was what it was. It's a fictional kind of dystopian / sci-fi kind of thing. But a lot of people got enthralled with it. And I'm wondering out loud if, you know, we weren't so enthralled with it. We got so enthralled with it because of what we were talking about a few moments ago, which is we don't really know ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of
walking dead.
We're mm-hmm. all kind of walking zombies. If we don't really take the time to do what you talked about a moment ago, Jay, getting to know the inside of us, mm-hmm. aren't we, in a way, zombies? We're just kind of walking around, yeah?
It depends on how deep we want to understand ourselves.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
yeah. Do you want to take
some
the time?
Some of us are afraid of going there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why. I wonder why we are so reticent to, so many of us are so reticent to go there.
It's a lot of work.
Well, it's work. There's fear.
Fear.
Yeah.
It comes with huge responsibility.
Mm.
And I think on some level, we're even afraid of our own freedom in that way.
Mm. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, because it comes with a lot of decision then. Creative, responsible decision on the person's part rather than, well, I'm just going to do it this way because it's the way my mom did it and my grandmother and my
great-grandmother.
Okay, I
see what you're saying. It involves work.
It involves work and thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And stretching.
Well, and change. And I think, and not to go infringing on religion in any way, but I think in a lot of ways we've been taught to fear our own power.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think a lot of religious dogma might, not solely, but I think some of it is responsible for that.
Yeah.
You know, teaching us to fear our own power because you can't be God, right?
Right.
That sort of idea.
Right.
And yet, when we take on ourselves and we learn, wow, we really do have a lot of power, that can be frightening. Because what are you going to do with that power?
But it's very interesting because a guy named Jesus of Nazareth said, to quote your own, he was talking to the Jewish people of his time, and he said, to quote your own scripture, doesn't your own scripture say
ye are gods? Yes.
And a lot of what he did was pointing all of us
towards the inside.
Towards the inside.
Kingdom of God is within you.
And yet it's extremely interesting what you're bringing up, Lauren, and I understand you're treading, you know, when it comes to religion, we always tread lightly because we don't, you know, it's not our intent to offend anybody.
No.
But it's just interesting to take a step back and look at how, and I'm not picking on any one religion
now,
but it's interesting to take a step back. And if we're just zooming in on Jesus of Nazareth and then the religion that has, you know, come up after and evolved over time, you know, a lot of it points to the outer, not the inner.
Right.
And
that's complete opposite of what Jesus the person is quoted to have said.
Yeah, and I think that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I'm not making a sweeping across the board. I'm not talking about any one religion in particular, but I just think it's an interesting, it's an interesting
twist. Parable.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah.
It's turned itself on its head, hasn't it?
That's exactly what parable does. You know, takes what we think we know and turns it upside down. And this relates to the next Jung quote
perfect
in a way
that
I want to throw out. He says, to ask the right question is already half the solution of a problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wait, you know, some people really get peeved off, Jay and Lauren.
I know.
When we ask questions, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you, that's your job, is to, you're not there to tell people how they ought to behave. You're there to guide them to come to their own conclusions
that
conform with, you know, what they're there for.
And to develop that within.
And any good quest begins with a question.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. The very word.
Right.
You know, it's
begins with a quest.
Yeah, quest, the very word.
Everything's a question.
Right.
one of my favorite things to say to sometimes when people say they've done something is, well, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
I don't say it quite like that.
Yeah.
The tone was a little insinuating.
Yeah, that was a little insinuating. Did that work out for you? Is that better?
A little bit. You're reminding me now. You know, of course, you're developing, you're growing, but you know, there's that television commercial of the therapist listening to the person, and he picks up the box of Kleenex and tosses it at him, you know.
You fool.
Yeah. I'm not saying
that. No, of course not.
I'm not at all saying that you're going to be that
character. Oh, no.
Not at all.
I'm a lovable fuzzball.
Yes, you are. We are, we're considering, I think he's certainly a hero of everybody around this table at the moment. Carl Jung, we're considering some of his words today and just kind of being playful with them and figuring out what we can figure out based on some of the important quotes of Carl Jung. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Come back. We've got more to come. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. Yeah, how's the roofing business going?
It's good. We're building a big old roof at 1534 Elizabeth Place. It's a four-story medical facility.
Oh, wow.
And Hamas Realty is the property manager, and that's our client.
Right.
But, yeah, we're excited. We're going. And I bid a school property today that I can't mention because I don't have the bid.
Right.
And also a bank. And so our commercial business is really
like
rocking
booming
along. We're doing Azalea Cleaners. I told you that.
Yeah.
We just finished Canatella Interiors next door.
Yep.
And we're swinging down through central Louisiana tomorrow to take care of a couple of things.
Fantastic. You guys go all the way down.
We'll go all the way to Ellic.
Alexandria area. Yeah.
And then over to the Mississippi River and then over to about Longview.
Wow.
And we stay out of Arkansas. They don't want us.
Well, you know, and here's the deal. You know, if you have a need, either commercially or residentially,
we'll do your house too.
Yeah, there you go. Call Roof. Pintail Roofing. Yeah.
226 roof.
Roof. we're exploring some quotes from Carl Jung today here on Strategies for Living. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life.
And
you'll call it fate.
Not one of my favorites, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How powerful is that? You know, and how true is that?
It's true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something about Carl Jung I bet you don't know.
Okay. What's that? I'm ready.
Carl Jung corresponded with Bill Wilson
in the formulation of
the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
I did know that, as a matter of fact.
Yes. There's actually a book out on that, Carl Jung
and
Alcoholics Anonymous. So it's a new book.
Yeah.
And
it's got some of the correspondence. It's got some of the letters in it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's interesting how... you know, sometimes
and in the 12 steps you can see it.
Yeah,
you can see, you know, his influence just by these quotes and his ideas.
The fourth step is made a searching and fearless moral inventory.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And in Jung's letters, he said, "I love this word because I've never seen it anywhere else." Mm-hmm. The ocular presence of all of that.
Ooh, the ocular presence.
Seeing it with your eyes. You write it out.
So
you have it's an ocular thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a Jungian. That's a Jung phrase, ocular.
Yeah.
To see it. You write it. You see it. And that makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's why journaling's good, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the very big reasons,
Yeah.
Is that you see it, you have to look at it.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. You didn't even realize until you used the word ocular, like associate it, because the ocular nerve, are the central where we process our visual is actually in the back of the head.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting that writing using the ocular, using your eyes, can literally bring what happens in the back of your head to the forefront.
Yeah. And doesn't that in doesn't that nerve, that ocular, doesn't it run, you know, the full kind of the full scope of the brain?
It actually crosses over.
Okay, there you go.
That's beautiful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that.
That's one of.
I'm impressed.
Well, that's one of the ideas that I've come out of my own journaling is the idea that the cross that we all bear, it is that sensational, literal, the sensational cross of all of our senses that happen within the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Are when we use our left hand, we process it with the right side of our brain and vice versa. But this also happens with the eyes, and the eyes is the best example because we can see a literal crossover of the optic nerve.
Yeah, I like that.
And so therefore, our perspective, Jay, is the cross that we come to bear in the world.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is actually beautiful.
And it's our gift if we can bear it with grace.
God is in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone you meet knows something you don't know, but need to know. Mm-hmm. Learn from them, says Carl Jung. You know, and we spend a good bit of time working with a young person, and sometimes it has its challenges and its moments.
Working with young people can be challenging.
Yes,
especially teenagers, right?
And yet they have something to teach us.
Yes, they do.
They always have something
Everyone has something to teach us. If it's not just for the reflection of who we are, if it's not just for that beautiful gift of making the unconscious conscious in us.
Yeah.
It's about being reflective mirrors for each other.
Try this one on for size, guys. Mm-hmm. Normality is a fine ideal for those who have no imagination.
Love that one.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Hold my beer and watch this.
You may have said that a few times back in the day.
Yeah, maybe.
I've seen some of the old photos you posted on Facebook of your old days playing.
That's enough.
Oh, that's enough. Okay, I'll stop.
Hush.
Okay, so here's this quote relates to that in a way, I think.
Okay.
The privilege of a lifetime is to become
oneself,
who you truly are.
Yeah.
And see, that's the deal. I mean, and Jay, I got to tell you, what's been so wonderful about you being willing to come and share the last few years on Strategies for Living is because you've shared all of you.
Yeah.
You know, you've shared the evolving, and you've even let us be a part of it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a powerful, powerful template for all of us because, we're not supposed to be perfect and we're not supposed to have it all figured out in our teens, 20s, 30s. You know, it takes some of us a little longer. Yeah.
As long as we're here on earth, we don't have it all figured out.
Amen. Amen, sister.
So, Lauren, I've taken a course this semester on human development, and it takes you from in the womb all the way to the end of your days.
Yes.
And what I've learned just quite recently is what happens to us in midlife, and I'm beyond midlife now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be 76 years old on my next birthday.
You don't look it.
Thank you. Sometimes I feel it, but I
understand that. Yeah.
That's just part of it. But what's really interesting to me is the fact that for some reason, and I'm going to give my ancestry credit, DNA, I do have health, and I just am always interested in the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not bragging, but I think that's, we talked about neuroplasticity and all of that.
Yeah.
And if you can stay active, mentally active, people say, when are you going to retire? Never.
Never.
Yeah. I think that's good.
If you were going to do that, you'd have done that a long time ago.
Yeah. Ain't going to happen.
No. And thank goodness it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. And I and look, you, thanks for the compliment, but I will tell you that you, David, have been instrumental in the course that I'm charting now.
Thank you. Well, I take that as a high compliment, and well, I accept it and say thank you. And
I'm having a ball.
It's obvious.
Yeah, this is fun.
And you know, and that's what life is supposed to be.
Yeah, it's about growing and having fun.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Here's another one. The difference, and again, it's amazing how these kind of flow and relate. Mm-hmm. But here's the next Carl Jung quote that comes up: the difference between a good life and a bad life is how well you walk through the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us are going to get out of walking through the fire.
No,
here's that's part of life.
Here's what we know: people that have no adversity, and there are actually people out there who have very little adversity through their life stages. They're not terribly well adapted when adversity does occur.
Yeah, right.
The people that are most able to deal with things that come up in later life are those that have experienced some, not a ton, mm-hmm. of adversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough to be able to practice resilience.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like anything. You don't get good at it except through practice, right?
Exactly.
If you look at trauma as being a combination of big T trauma, mm-hmm. and little T trauma. Big T trauma would be, you know, somebody in your house got murdered,
mm-hmm. or you crash an airplane or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Little T
major abuse.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Little T trauma is, you know, our house got flooded, or you know,
yeah,
you know.
Well, and it doesn't have to be just additional trauma. It can be a trauma of subtraction, like neglect.
If
our emotional needs weren't met fully, right? Or if we didn't feel seen or heard or understood.
But my point is, I don't think there's anyone, mm-mm. who gets through life without some type of trauma.
Right.
It might not always be big T trauma, mm-hmm. but for most of us, there's going to be some kind. If we've lived long enough,
right.
we're going to have both.
Well,
big T and little T trauma.
I would kind of argue that just coming into the world being separated from your mother is some form of trauma.
I think you would be right. I think whether you're birthed,
whether we're conscious,
naturally, or you're yanked out through a C-section, you know,
right? Yeah.
There's going to be some kind of trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wholeness is not achieved by cutting off a portion of one's being, but by the integration of contraries. Ooh.
Unpack that for me, David. Warren.
So beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, this is a beautiful quote.
Okay, so many people often think that to become whole or to be holy, right? It's just about experiencing joy and love and happiness. But the word itself tells you that that's not the case at all. Because for something to be whole, it's about bringing it together. It's about knowing that all parts of me, and this is kind of the basis of one line of therapy called internal family systems. But I think it's a running thread throughout a lot of theories, but it really comes out in internal family systems, which is the idea that we all have different parts of us.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's the childhood, each stage of our development, there's those parts within us, the teenager and the child and the adolescent, the mid.
And we can get stuck on
some of those. We can get stuck in those places.
Some of them can go into hiding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, big time. And those are called exiles in the theory. But it's the idea that all of those parts of us create who we are, and that there's no bad parts.
Yeah. And they're all us. And so we have to
integrate
which is a really cool word, by the way.
We're talking about some wisdom today. Eternal wisdom, I think, from Carl Jung. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We've got more. Stay with us here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies. Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. And Lauren and Jay and David here today with you on Strategies for Living. We're having a little fun with Carl.
That's
having
right.
a little fun with Carl Jung today. We're, throwing out some of his quotes and talking about them. And you having fun yet?
I am.
Yeah.
I love Carl.
The highest, most decisive experience is to be alone with one's own self. You must be alone to find out who supports you. When you find that you cannot support yourself, only this experience can give you an indestructible foundation.
Can confirm.
Yep. You better love yourself.
Yes. Well, and you know, from my, listen, Jay, I've started this practice of journaling every morning, and it's truly been a way for me to spend time with myself, and not just me, the personality, Lauren, but my higher self, who I truly am as a being. And it's fascinating, through being alone, you truly realize that you're never alone. You are not alone. In fact, there's, if you ever feel alone, you have taken the L, you've gotten the L out. And what I mean by that. You have gotten the L out, because alone is A-L-O-N-E. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you ever feel alone, you've gotten the L out. Put that L back in and you realize A-L-L-O-N-E.
All one.
Okay.
We are all one all the time. And you're never alone. We're never truly alone.
I believe that.
Yeah.
We are not what happened to us. We are what we wish to become.
Read that one more time.
We are not what happened to us. We are what we wish to become. Now, that's so rich, because, again, we're not in control of out there. So stuff does happen, right?
Right.
And it's going to happen. In other words, stuff happens to all of us to varying degrees. But what really separates us is what Jung is talking about here. What do you wish to become?
What do you want to do with
What do you want to do with
in
that?
In the now.
Yeah.
It's not what's happened to us, because what's happened to us is past.
Yeah.
And it's our choice whether we bring that up into the present or not.
Dr. Jung gets a lot of us with this next one.
Okay.
Yeah. Here it is. Thinking is difficult. That's why most people judge.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that great? And, I mean, he gets us, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, you know.
You're seeing so much of that, and certainly in an election season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Things get so crazy.
Oh, man. But we want to put people, and we want to put, well, we want to put everybody into a box.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we do that?
Because people get uncomfortable if they can't categorize you.
Right,
You want that. People want a pigeonhole.
Right.
They want a pigeonhole.
And it's stupid. In my opinion. What do you really think?
How do you really feel about
it's
that?
It's just so, it's so superficial.
Yeah.
Name calling and all that. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. Oy vey.
So, this next one, I think, relates well.
Mm-hmm.
The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you.
Yeah.
Isn't that rich?
You better be able to define yourself, huh?
Yeah.
If what do you think, Lauren?
Well, I wouldn't even define myself. I know who I am, and that's it. And I don't have to tell you.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Because I cannot be pinned down. I can't be put in a box, and I know that, and that's it.
Yeah.
If you are attempting to put me in a box, I know that's about you.
And not about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get that. Yeah. I totally get that. Yeah, you see, I totally buy into that.
You know, you just made me think of another Carl Jung quote from very late in his life.
Yes, I know which one.
I think
it was
Dr.
one of
Jung,
his last interviews.
Yeah, I think it may have been his last interview. I think Dr. Jung passed away in 1964 or something like
about
that.
About then.
And so there was an interviewer, and I think this was his last interview.
It was one of them, if not the last, yes.
And the interviewer asked him, Dr. Jung, do you believe in God? Do you believe there's a God? And Dr. Jung said, No, I know there's a God.
Yeah.
Now that's powerful.
Yeah.
But it underscores, in a way that only somebody, a giant like Dr. Jung could do, it underscores for us the difference between a belief and a knowing.
Yeah.
And there is a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah. We believe a lot of things. We pack a lot of beliefs.
We have to believe things in order to be here and form in the physical.
I'll tell you how you can know, and I hope you never are faced with this, David, Lauren. Mm-hmm. You can, if you ever face possible or potentially certain death, that's when you find out.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to have that occur in my life.
Yeah. You've talked about it on the radio before.
And I don't want to go into all that now. Yeah. But there was a moment involved in an airplane that in that fleeting second, I said, I've done what I can do. I'm in your hands now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, I know there's a God.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And it makes a difference in the way one lives.
Yes, it does.
It makes a difference. As far as we can discern, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light of meaning in the darkness of mere being. Back to the being, huh?
Yeah. Well, and back to what I've been given over and over again through my journaling, right?
Yeah.
And it's that, what we're here to do is to kindle the peace within us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's both pieces, by the way.
P-E-A-C-E and P-I-E-C-E.
Right, because we are pieces of the peace. We are greats of the greatness.
Yeah.
We are, that's what that means. We are breaking of the bread.
Right. Yeah.
We're parts of it all.
Yeah.
And so...
And we're all part of the atonement. And separate that out.
It's at one-ment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're invited.
And so
we're invited to participate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just as Carl said earlier, it's the purpose of a lifetime, the best thing of a lifetime is to become who you truly are, because that's the greatest gift we have to give to ourselves and to the world and to each other, is to be the best you can be, because that's why you're here.
Yeah. I'll kind of finish with this one. I have a whole bunch more, but synchronicity
is
an ever-present reality.
For those who have eyes to see.
To see, yeah.
Unpack that, David.
I take it you know this quote.
I do.
Synchronicity is all around us. We say...
Okay, so even quantum physics is showing that there is no linear time as we believe it.
Yeah.
It's all happening here all at once all the time.
And that blows my mind.
Yeah. Right. And so, in our ability to know that, we can see it all around us, how everything lines up and life unfolds for us.
Yeah.
If we have the eyes to see.
A lot of times we say, oh, that's just a coincidence. That's just a
coinky dink.
But there is no such
no
thing.
No such thing.
I
don't either.
And that's what, and obviously Dr. Jung didn't believe it either, Strategies for Living with Jay and with Lauren and with David. And you. So thank you for being here. We'll be back to wrap up Strategies for Living in just a moment.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations, and repairs. comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and Jay Merle, David McMillan. As we have taken the words of a giant and shared them and talked about them today, I don't think we do this enough. You know,
well, it's heavy,
yeah,
and it requires paying attention,
yeah, and thinking, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's important to do that, and I'm sure there's some people out there that really got into it and learned some things, and maybe there were some people that went, "What are they doing?" But you know, we sure had fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the whole deal, and you know, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, I've still got a bunch of Carl Jung quotes, so maybe we'll continue
it.
We can do it again and again, but you know, and that's the fun thing, because each time we could even take the same, I lost count. I think we used about 13 or 14 quotes.
Yeah.
We could take those same 13 or 14 quotes and each time we
so much more.
Yeah. Each time we would look at them, we would see more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the synchronicity.
Yes, it is.
And
the eternal,
one-ment,
the timelessness. Yes.
There you go. That's it.
And the multidimensionality.
And that's this life and what it's inviting us to, you know, to learn.
Limitless
information
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Jay, thank you.
Thank you, David. Jay. Thank you, Lauren.
You always bring something to the table.
I'm so having a ball. Thanks for letting me come back.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors who make it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And the Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.